You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Pharmacy Podcast Nation. This is the founder of the Pharmacy Podcast Network, Todd Urey. Welcome back. We really appreciate you making us the number one podcast in the pharmacy space. We've been doing this for 11 years. We've had so many of you reach out recently with the type of content that we're putting out. It's an important time to be communicating with our pharmacists because of so many changes happening in the marketplace. We have had a technology push, a resurgence of talking about the technologies in our space. Really enjoyed the conversation with the drug tracking, tracing, verification team at Ledger Domain. Alex Colgan and Ben Taylor talked about blockchain. How is blockchain going to change drug development? You have to listen to that episode. I'm going to have it in the show notes. It's episode 1034. And then also another interesting conversation was with Daniel Fagella. He is the president of Emerge, and he was talking about how artificial intelligence is going to pave the way for the acceleration of drug development when the pieces of that puzzle, artificial intelligence, really starts to take hold. One of the very first people that came on the Pharmacy Podcast Network years ago to really talk about the future of pharmacy and technology was Mr. Harry Travis. Harry is a well-known specialty pharmacy sector of our healthcare marketplace, idealist, visionary, and he received an opportunity and ran into an opportunity to lead in technology as well. He became the CEO of eTechRx, and he was on the Pharmacy Podcast Network, episode 908 on December 19th. Of 2019. So just this past winter, he was on. We have the episode. I'll have it in the show notes. The Future Proof of Pharmacy with Harry Travis. Really interesting episode. And now today, things have come in some ways full circle. We're welcoming back Harry Travis of eTechRx. It's very timely, Harry, that you're here again because of the news with Proteus Digital Health, which you and I talked about in your last podcast. Welcome back to the Pharmacy Podcast, Harry.
Hi, Todd. Thank you very much. It's great to be back.
And we have Valerie Sullivan on, who is a team member of eTechRx. Welcome to the Pharmacy Podcast, Valerie.
Thank you, Todd. Thrilled to be here.
So, wow. Harry, you and I dug into what is the future of pharmacy. We really talked about what we believe is changing in the marketplace. And then we started getting into this technology side of things. And obviously it was relevant because of eTechRx and what you guys are doing. And you made some really interesting comments about Proteus. And that's not the focus of today because I'm a glass half full guy. I'm not a glass half empty guy. I always wanted to be positive. But I'll tell you this, I'm excited because you guys are at the right time, at the right place, and I think things are going to be coming together for your organization. And just in case the listener right now doesn't understand what eTechRx is, Harry, just give us a short overview.
Well, thank you, Todd, and we are excited as well at this point. As we talked about the future of pharmacy, we think that a component of the future of pharmacy will be digital medicine and digital pills, and we are at the forefront of that. eTechRx has developed and received FDA clearance for a digital pill, our ID cap system, which is an ingestible sensor that can be embedded in your medicine, so that your clinician, pharmacist, physician knows that you've taken your medicine. We know that medication adherence is a major problem. Some estimates are that it's a $300 billion problem. And we believe we have the technology that, you know, definitively confirms, it is the only technology that definitively confirms that you've actually taken your medicine. So we were thrilled at the at the end of last year to receive FDA clearance for the product, and we are right now in the process of launching our commercialization effort, primarily to pharma, you know, focusing on how simple our product is, how flexible we are to work with pharma. The data that we have is the most valuable data out there, which we believe is the medication adherence data. But we also believe it will fit into, and we are looking forward to working with other collaborators, be it pharma, data aggregators, or technology players, to kind of put that data in the proper perspective to give a total picture of the patient's journey. So that's just a quick rundown of the company and where we are.
Valerie, it's interesting, your background as board of directors of two labs and your time with CareMex, CareMetX LLC, and really understanding that side of pharma and how the application of eTechRx technology is going to accelerate the knowledge that physicians, pharmacists, specialists will have in a disease state that you end up partnering with. Give us a little bit of your background and now probably your excitement because of this coming full circle with your background experience as well in pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, no, thanks, Todd. You know, I've spent my entire career in healthcare and, you know, most of that or more than half of that in the pharmaceutical industry working for Pfizer Pharmaceuticals. And at Pfizer, we knew that our biggest challenge was getting patients to refill their medications. And so my journey throughout my career, I've been at specialty pharmacy and I've led a hub services business as its president, and now serving on the board of CareMetX, which is another hub services business. I know that patient engagement is so critical, knowing patients' need to take their medication. And so the eTechRx solution really helps pharma definitively know that a patient has taken their medication. And what I'm excited about is offering the thought partnership to pharma to be able to help them determine how they can utilize our technology to glean actionable insights from how patients consume their medications and what that means, because our technology is the only technology that truly allows them to confirm in real time that a patient has taken their medication. And so you're right, my experiences on the services side, providing services and solutions to pharma, I think I'm really excited to be able to combine what we do at eTechRx with my thinking around how we can serve pharma.
So I'm a science fiction guy. I absolutely can't get enough, especially intelligent science fiction. I don't like spoon-fed stuff. I like that science fiction that really makes you dig in and think. Dune's coming back out. They're re-releasing Dune. That's going to be amazing. So when I talk to people like you and Harry, Valerie, and I think of where this could go, I can't help but to use my imagination. Otsuka has a dose tracking digital pill chart, and they're, of course, going to be doing some things with Magellan. There are some other things that Proteus kind of had set up with tuberculosis and drug adherence. $300 billion problem out there with drug adherence, people going back into the hospital because they're not staying on their medications. There isn't any place that I don't think that this could fit. However, there's probably some sweet spots, especially with medications that are extremely expensive. You being from the hub services division, really helping to get away the prior authorizations of these medications and talking with payers to allowing them to know that in the hands of the right organizations, you're going to ensure that these medications are this expensive are going to be utilized as intended and as designed. So when I think of that technology, swallowing that capsule, hitting the stomach, activating with the stomach acid, throwing digital correspondence up to the iPhone, back to the digital health record, it really gets me excited. So what are some, without giving up any of your own secret sauce, what are some of those disease states that you think that the application of this technology is really going to fit well with?
Yeah, you know, we really believe that oncology is a great place because there are so many new oral oncology medications, and physicians are busy as well as their office staff. And so the opportunity to be able to leverage our technology in oral oncolytics is really a huge opportunity because patients can get excited about their engagement with their medications and see in real time that they've taken a medication and how that may help them feel better. And in cases where they don't feel well, their physicians may know immediately, or their healthcare providers who are monitoring them will know immediately when a patient is struggling and hasn't taken a dose, and the intervention can happen much more quickly, that, you know, within real time, 24 hours, which may help the patient feel better, may help the clinician intervene faster, and may help their treatment be more effective and efficient. So we like oncology, which I'm sure, Todd, you won't be surprised by. We also like neurological conditions. There are lots of new MS drugs that are coming out for patients. And, we know that's a crowded market, but it's also one where patients suffer and symptoms can be eliminated with these excellent drugs. And so, we think either MS or Parkinson's could also be an opportunity. And you mentioned TB, infectious disease. We have deep expertise in supporting HIV clinical trials. So Harry, you might want to mention some of the work that's already been done. We have 15 IRB clinical trials that have been done with our medication. So we're really excited about the proof points we have to support not just the areas I outlined, Todd, but just any area where there's an interest in learning more about how that patient interacts with their medication in real time.
Harry, I have a little dip my toe in the world of pharmacogenomics for about 3 years. I was able to work with Dom Meff out of Greensburg, Pennsylvania, with WellMedRx, and he developed a very simplified application that would tell a physician if a patient was candidate from an insurance perspective for a PGX test. And when I think of pharmacogenomics and I think of the CYP2D6 or CYP450, where they're really measuring specific enzymes and the ability to metabolize a specific medication in the psychological realm for psych medications, I can't help but to think of eTechRx really telling the physician or telling the specialist, telling the pharmacist how fast this medication is metabolizing, going back to the manufacturer and altering that specific medication to either metabolize faster or slower or whatever it takes. But when I think of the combination of what eTechRx is, I almost feel like you guys are at the very beginning of where this could go. But once again, that's my science fiction mind in play. What aspect of PGX have you guys touched on or are building partnerships with without once again giving away any of your secrets?
Well, we are at the early stage of that. And right now, our technology tells the clinician or researcher exactly when the patient has taken their medication. Beyond that, any number of sensors could come into play to start measuring any number of data coming off of a sensor you have ingested. We've got the communication platform then to transmit that information along with the fact that you have taken your medicine. So you're right, it is early stage. And you talk to experts and you hear people say in the future there will be a chip in every pill. So we are kind of at the forefront of that, at the very beginning of it. But the platform, the patents, the 510K clearance all allow us to say, okay, we're here, we're ready. We want to talk to anybody and everybody in the space. Going back to your earlier question with Valerie about kind of where are the sweet spots, I'll just reference kind of her comment on HIV. We just completed a study at Brigham and Women's and Fenway Health in Boston on Truvada PrEP. with 15 subjects in it. The data looks great. Truvada PrEP is an important therapy for the prevention of transmission of HIV. Adherence is real important. Our adherence rate was like 98% on that study, and the feedback from the subjects was very good in terms of the simplicity of the technology, the comfort level with it, the motivation it provided them to stay on path, to stay on therapy. I'd also cite another area that we're excited about, and that's clinical research. So, you know, all of the different phases of drug development, drug discovery from a clinical research standpoint depend on accurate adherence data of the various arms of the trial. So this technology gives researchers very precise, real-time, as Valerie said, data on adherence, and you can essentially communicate with every participant in the trial to make sure they are on schedule and being adherent to the trial. Lowers costs because you don't have to put as many patients in the trial to kind of compensate for lower adherence, and also provides a higher level of accuracy and confidence in the data.
So I can't help it. I'm pharmacist number one fan. I have a little bit of bias in who my favorite healthcare professional is. If you're listening to this podcast right now, I encourage you to learn about this at an early stage. Start to use all the knowledge that you've collected over the years, not only in your education and school, but in the actual practice of pharmacy out there and what you recognize as the hot zones for those chronic patients that you believe could be impacted by such a technology as eTechRx. The reason why I mention this to pharmacists is there is going to be a webinar, and it's going to go through eTechRx a little bit more granular, a little bit more detail. Harry, I'm going to put a link to that webinar in our show notes. And I know that your website is eTech, is it eTechRx.com, right?
Right. Our website, and thanks for that. So let me go into that in a little detail here. So the website is eTechRx, E-T-E-C-T-R-X. We try to get as many consonants in there as we can without adding a vowel. But so eTechRx.com. And on Thursday of this week, June 25, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, we are having a webinar focused on kind of the digital value of monitoring adherence with our technology for clinical trials. You know, the hot topic today, obviously, is what has COVID done to all aspects of the industry. One aspect, one industry, or one segment of our industry that has been challenged by COVID is clinical trials. It's hard to get patients back into the clinic. So anything for regular checkups, for pill counts, you know, the number one way, unfortunately, for tracking adherence is pill counts. Well, you know, patient brings in their bottle or whatever. So now you can monitor patients remotely with our technology. And we wanted to talk about that to the profession. We've got our researcher, Dr. Peter Chai from Brigham and Fenway on the call. We've got an executive from Pharma on the call. We've got a consultant, respected consultant from the CRO industry on the call. So again, that's Thursday, June 25 at 2 p.m. And the way to find out information on that is we will post the link in the you're going to post the link in the show notes, right?
Absolutely. Yep. So if you found us on Twitter, if you found us on Facebook, if you found us on your RSS feed through your Apple Podcast or iHeartRadio, don't do anything. If you're jogging, running, driving, just wait until you get somewhere to look at the show notes. The link will be in there. That's really interesting. I think that it's always been something that I've always wanted to learn more about. I think it's important for pharmacists that are the innovative informatics type of pharmacists to really embrace this, because I think bringing it back to large health systems and being able to apply where the adherence is more sensitive than other disease states is just huge to the life of that patient and the acceleration of the therapy to ensure that it's taken the way that it was intended to take to be taken. I also like the fact that you're involved in other studies. You did one with the Medical University of South Carolina on smart capsules are a promising tool to improve medication adherence in clinical trials. You know, I feel like you guys are running a marathon. And Harry, you and I talked in the last podcast that you were on about taking your time, being diligent, and being smart and running exactly that, a slow driven, efficient marathon. And then you also told me that there's going to come a time in the evolution of eTechRx that you will speed up the pace a bit to keep up with obviously competitors who are going to be looking at this space. Valerie, back to you, someone who really understands the acceleration of when it is time to maybe speed up that pace. What other kind of organizations that might listen to this podcast should really be listening in order to partner with you guys?
Yeah, no, thanks, Todd. You know, we really do believe that the pharmaceutical industry would generate for its data sets and for its internal organization some really great benefit from leveraging our technology. But having said that, we also believe that integrated delivery networks, provider groups, the thinking around the connected home futuristically, as well as, you know, ACOs who may have, you know, entered into risk contracts, those type of innovative, you know, provider groups, IDNs, could be great partners for us, and we'd welcome the chance to talk to them. We'd be very flexible in working with them and creating mutually beneficial contracting so that we could demonstrate how our technology could be integrated as easily as possible into their already operating systems, taking care of patients, measuring population health. So innovative IDNs, we'd love the opportunity to dialogue with them. And we think we could come up with some creative ways. We've got a team of experienced executives on the management team who understand how to work with organizations, how to make sure that our technology fits in to what they've already put in place. And so, you know, we'd welcome a chance to hear from those pharmacists who represent their IDNs, ACOs, and provider groups.
And your background in the hub services where those hubs are pulling everything together, communications with the physician, with the family, with the manufacturers, with the payers. I think organizations like the CareMedX and Asembia and ConnectiveRx, I think these hubs are key in understanding where it would fit, what disease state it would fit, and being able to kind of be the megaphone per se to other organizations to accelerate the knowledge of where eTechRx is going to fit and it really become behind the scenes, because I think this is going to become a behind the scenes player in overall therapy, and patients might not even realize, hey, you know, I've ingested a digital capsule that's going to be talking to my iPhone, and it's going to communicate back to my physician information in the healthcare record. And I think that it's just going to be, we're not going to even be, you know, necessarily talking about it as exciting as it is 5 years from now, because I think it's just going to be part of a specific disease state. And it's going to actually be, when you think about payers, and when I start thinking about especially any public funded or government money or a large payer organization that wants to ensure the money that they're putting into someone's therapy is actually working as intended, I think it's going to be required someday. What do you guys think of that?
Yeah, well, I think you're talking our language, and you know, I'm really excited about your vision, you know, over the next 5 years, because we truly believe, as Harry already stated, that there needs to be a chip in every pill. And maybe that's 5 years from now, maybe that's longer. And yes, you're right. Hub Services organizations can be a behind the scenes resource to use our technology. And, you know, there's so many use cases. You know, you could be like a kid in a candy store saying, you know, we could use it everywhere. So we are trying to be focused in our use cases, you know, to get started. You know, Harry has led this organization in a very deliberate manner, and we are so confident that his approach has provided us the chance to demonstrate emphatically that our technology works, it's safe, it's easy to use, it's flexible, and most of all, it's patient-centric. And so you could envision one day a digital pill that's side by side with a non-digital pill. And the physician writes the digital pill, you know, they're both listed on compendia for the first script, for that NRX. And it establishes the habit, because there's been lots of research on how our brain forms habits, right? And so you take your first 3 months of this product with the digital form, the healthcare system, maybe it's the pharmacist, maybe it's the physician, confirms that that patient is compliant. They have demonstrated that they've built the habit of making sure that they take their medication every day at the right time. So now you switch to the non-digital format of the pill, and patient doesn't know any less. And if they fall off their adherence, you go back to the NDC for the digital formulation. And the patient says, wow, I feel so much better when I take my meds. So it's proving to the patient that indeed your medication does bring you better outcomes. And that leads to better patient engagement, patients feeling more empowered that they can choose to find ways to manage their health in a very easy fashion.
Absolutely. I see a text being received by that patient when they're 2 hours late of taking their dose, and the text saying, you know, hey, Margaret, your dose was supposed to be at 12 p.m. Just a friendly reminder. And now she's like, okay, that's right. I got to take this. And just being proactive, and as well as a pharmacist in a specialty pharmacy space, and really building that relationship with their patients, and understanding that now they have another tool in their arsenal of adherence to be able to reach out to. I see also organizations like RxSafe, who's a medication adherence technology packaging company, being able to insert this into a package someday so that it's being dispensed with the other medications that correlate with that overall therapy. And I just see the application making absolute so much sense when we finally have a way to ensure that the medication's been, number one, taken, number two, tracked. So bravo to you guys. I really appreciated you guys coming on today.
Very good. Hey, Todd, I'd like to make one comment since this is the Pharmacy Podcast Network and you are the number one cheerleader of pharmacists around the country. The message that we want to send out is, you know, let's face it, there are over 300,000 pharmacists in the United States. And I think that there are obviously many people in the healthcare system who want to make sure a patient takes their medicine, who are interested in medication adherence. But there is no professional that is more central to that than the pharmacist. So we're trying to use you to get the message out to pharmacists. If they have ideas for this technology, reach out to us, because we recognize that they play probably the central role in making sure a patient stays on therapy and completes their journey.
I appreciate you saying that, Harry. Yeah, there are 300,000 plus active pharmacists in the country, and the role of those pharmacists are really changing. It's not the traditional way that we all thought of our pharmacists from 20 years ago. The the medical science liaison, the pharmacist in industry, the consultant pharmacist out in the field talking with primary care physicians all day long. This is an exciting time to be a pharmacist. And when you start adding in technologies like eTechRx, I think it once again, I think of Dr. Timothy Ungst, his eyes widening and realizing
right. An
opportunity to dig in.
Yeah. Dr. Timothy and I kind of go back and forth occasionally. We're always sharing links. He's on, one of the pioneers on the digital side with respect to the practice of pharmacy. So good for him.
That's right. Well, I thank you both for coming on today. This is exciting for us to be a new source to the pharmacy industry and having Harry, you coming back. You've always been a supporter of the Pharmacy Podcast Network. Valerie, we got to have you back. There's so much more to talk about, I'm sure. So we'll probably have to put you into a quarterly cycle of getting on and giving us updates. But we're excited to have you both.
No, this has been a pleasure. Thank you. We appreciate your support and your energy around this topic. Obviously, we share that energy and, we're thrilled to have the opportunity to answer any questions or to get ideas from the listeners of this podcast. So thanks for having us on.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Todd. I just sent you the link to the webinar. So everybody, if you're interested and have time, Thursday, 2 p.m., day after tomorrow, ET, and the sign-up is in the show notes now.
Excellent. Yep, we'll have that in there, and it's etechrx.com, but we'll have the exact link where to sign up for the webinar. And as always, we thank you for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast.